I'll give you an example. One of the rules I have is, you know, the Nike slogan is just do it. My slogan is just do it once. In other words, what most people do is they get up, go to work, pay bills, get up, go to work, pay bills, get up, go to work, and pay bills. That is the being and the doing of somebody who's going to have hard work and a mediocre income in their life. Get up, be, do, and have. Instead of saying, how can I do all that without having to do it? How can I do it just once and have it do it forever? For instance, one of the reasons I love real estate is because I can work really hard to buy one piece of property. But once I buy it, if I manage it well and I've bought it well, it'll put money in my pocket for as long as I want it to. I've done it once. So the saying I have is just do it once. That's the key to success, because it's being lazy, but it's in the beingness with a thought pattern of doing something once, acquiring an asset, and having it pay for you for as long as you want it to pay for it. Once that asset is paying me something, I can go off and buy another piece of property. I do it once, but now I get paid for a long period of time. If you're an attorney or an accountant, you have to do it, then you do it, then you do it, and you do it, because your beingness is a person who believes in doing it. Hard work, doing it over and over and over and over again. That's why I say to people, if you do what you love, all you do is get tired. If you do what you love and you're competent, more people will ask you to do more of it. And it's hard to get ahead with the idea of hard work as a way of getting ahead. A friend of mine in Alaska runs one of these healing stores, should I say. He has, you know, crystals and incense and aromatherapy and these new organic cleansers and all the stuff that makes you healthy. So his reality is that health and healing is better than sickness and surgery. Beautiful store. But when I went to see him in Anchorage, I said, what's wrong? He says, I'm not making that much money. The reason is because he's working hard. He's there, you know, from morning to night running the store. Now, his name is Jack. I said, hey, Jack, tell me about this incense you got here. It was a little coil of Japanese incense. This guy had studied incense all his life. Suddenly, he's telling me how this incense is from wood 300 years old, how it was found in a bog in Japan, that when you burn it, it actually goes to a certain part of your brain and it sets off the healing hormone. And I don't even know if this stuff is true. But this guy had a wealth of information about this special, rare incense that only cost $15. When he told me about the value of this incense, it was only natural for me to break out my wallet and pay for it. And then I made the mistake. I said, what is this aroma here? What does this aroma do for you? Here's this guy with a wealth of years of knowledge. He begins telling me about how this helps heal this and do that because it clears up this and your eyeballs clear up. Or whatever he was saying, it was just a wealth of knowledge. The problem is he has to do it and do it and do it. Every time somebody comes in the store, he's got to stand there because he's got to be John Wayne and do it. So I said, why don't you change how you do it and become somebody different? And he says, how would I do that? So I took him into a recording studio like I am now. I put the incense in front of him, and I said, now tell me about the healing properties of this incense. And he spoke for an hour. We shut the thing off. It cost him $100. He ordered 100 tapes, which cost him about $4 a tape, so $400. He then went back to his store, and he hands out those tapes. Instead of doing it, you know, doing it and doing it and doing it, he did it just once. And he calls it his lesson of the month. Now, he hands out these tapes for free. People come in, and guess what? Suddenly, all of his incense is being sold. He went out the next month and did the thing on the aromatherapy thing he was pitching me. And again, suddenly, all those aromatherapy things sold out the door. He was making money hand over fist. Then I said, you know, there's something else called the internet. He was, holy moly. So now he had a website. He starts downloading all of his data just once onto his website. Now he has orders coming in from all over the world. That's an example of doing it just once. The key to success is laziness. You know, he doesn't have to do it anymore. He does it once. He's, you know, put his competence down and he's broadcast it to the world. And that's why I say to people, it's never been easier, especially with the internet, to start your own business, put your ideas down, and tap into the abundance of the world. But you can't do that if your reality is that business is risky, making mistakes is bad, and what if I fail? And so those are complete different beingness. And if you have the beingness that what if I fail, then you'll have to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And it's really hard to get rich by doing it.